It's a foggy morning on Frederick Sound. I'm headed to Farragut Bay, which is more than just a little off the beaten path from Petersburg. It takes about an hour to get there in a skiff. The boat cruises into shallow water. Passing a sailboat catamaran, Farragut Farms uses to transport up to 1,000 pounds of vegetables every other week. But the trip's not over yet. After a 15-minute hike through spongy marsh, I arrive at Bovarsano and Maria Smet's homestead. The electricity runs entirely off solar panels. There's no sewer system or running water. They have a rain catchment for bathing, doing dishes, watering plants. And that's how they like it.
Yeah, I definitely fell in love with the place before I fell in love with him.
I've lived here 20 years now. We've been farming for about 5.
The couple uses about 2 acres to grow food, mostly in raised garden beds and greenhouses. Varsano lived here first, but he says he didn't think about the property for commercial farming.
It was probably more Maria's idea than mine. I think I was probably more aware of how much work it was than she was. But it was a mutual decision.
That was 5 years ago. Now Farragut Farms supplies their produce to the Petersburg Farmers Market, grocery store, school cafeteria, and a local restaurant.
This is the greenhouse that we grow more the warm weather stuff. Well, it's mixed up.
It's the eve of the market, so Varsano and Smets are getting everything together for the next day. Kale, chard, carrots, kohlrabi. It's a lot of work for 2 people.
We have to take the vegetables down, and then we have to unload them onto the other boat and take off from there.
Most people think we're pretty crazy, I suppose.
Varsano and Smets are part of a growing number of local farmers in southeast Alaska. The couple transports their produce 30 miles to Petersburg. In a sailboat, it's a long trip, but the bulk of grocery store products travel thousands of miles to the region. The Petersburg Economic Development Council recently applied for a $25,000 grant from the USDA to fund farmers market promotions. Liz Cabrera, the coordinator for the PEDC, says she looks at it like growing one small business at a time.
So it adds an element of economic diversity to our local economy. It also adds, I think, in general, to our community, an increased sense of resilience, where we're not as dependent on something from being brought in from down south.
Part of that grant money, if awarded, would go toward hiring a part-time market organizer and developing a Southeast Alaska Growers Conference in Petersburg. As it stands, there are no formal networking opportunities to discuss the challenges farmers face in the region. Bovarsano loves the idea, and he says there are plenty of interesting challenges.
We're kind of in a unique position of there's just 2 of us, and we're remote enough that we can't hire anybody. We have to get creative.
That's meant designing a greenhouse on wheels and a gate to keep the moose out, even inventing vessels to transport the goods. Maria Smets hopes by sharing this information, the local foods movement will continue to thrive.
And we feel like the best way to learn and improve what we're doing is to talk to others and find out what they're doing. We're not alone.
The couple finishes packing the rest of the kohlrabi for the farmer's market.
And we just package and weigh out everything and bunch everything and put it all in coolers.
To make it on time, they're leaving on their catamaran sailboat at midnight. The trip can take up to 4 hours with their smaller boat engine. The remoteness, the difficulty, is it worth it?
Although we complain about it and it's long and sometimes cold and rainy, it's beautiful. It's pretty easy to kind of invent your own life here.
We've got some soup and cornbread for you guys.
Farming in Alaska is hard work, but they say they wouldn't have it any other way. In Petersburg, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.